Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, the run into the most exciting season in the history of football is underway. The mighty Reds are in the hunt for 4 trophies and we have got that covered from all angles, whether it's pre-game.
There are big similarities between United and Liverpool because of the history and the success and the demand to be the best.
Post-game, when Liverpool got better in the second half, it came because we unleashed Andy Robertson.
A plus. Yes, excellent work in the XG goal timeline graph.
Documentaries.
So why not take a trip back in time with me now as we look at the story of a crew.
Features. And interviews.
Yeah, I played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. We played Blackburn and played Liverpool Anfield.
There has never been a better time to join RedMen Plus and get yourself more RedMen content, more cultural features, closer access to the city of Liverpool, the club, and the vibes on the streets of Liverpool as we head towards an unprecedented end to the 2022 season. What a ride it has been. Come and join us over on RedMenPlus.com. It is a streaming service built specifically for Liverpool fans, and we want you over there, whether you like video content or podcast content. We have got you covered in your native podcasting app. There are 2 tiers available. Club Captain gets you access to all of the content, but if you want more, if you want to get closer to the Redmen TV team, then you can join as a club legend, get access to our Discord group, and don't forget there's also a whole bunch of extra perks, including free merchandise. Oh yes, and live show tickets as well. RedMen Plus, the best independent Liverpool media streaming service on the planet today. Get involved. Head to RedMenPlus.com.
Play better than the first. No, it's actually... usually in a situation like this, when we don't find a way into the game, we try to find a situation which we can show the boys in a half time, which explains it a little bit, what we have to do. When Pete went in, I told him find one situation where we did it how we wanted to do it in the first place. And when I came in, Pete just said, "Nah, didn't find any." So but it was clear. So the start obviously was really difficult for us to take. We were obviously impressed by that. We had no real build-up. We didn't play in the right spaces. All of a sudden, we just kicked in long balls somewhere and tried to force it. If we had kind of a moment to play, then we were directly kind of dangerous, but never enough to get a little bit of momentum. So we just said, explain the boys where we have to play, what we have to do, where we have to be stronger, and how we have to move smarter, because we obviously in the first half, we didn't move enough. We couldn't find the midfielders in half space because they were not there. Front three were too fixed. Sadio left, Mo right, and Yoga in the center. There was no flexibility, nothing. So we had to mix that up, definitely, to cause them more problems because of their very man-orientated defending. We played in their hands, and that's what we had to change.
Jürgen, how does this one feel, reaching your third Champions League final in 5 years?
outstanding, massive. Feels like it's the first, to be honest, because it's always so special. It's, for me, the best club competition in the world. Love it, love the sound, everything. Love the night, to the, what respect to Villarreal. This really wonderful stadium, what the people doing here is absolutely incredible. What Una is doing is incredible. The players, how they put us under pressure, everything is great. So it feels so special because it was so difficult for us. But in the end, we deserved it as well. And that's really cool. And it was massive, massive from the boys. So before the game, I told the boy I would like to have to read the headlines, which is... That the mentality monsters were in town, just because I wanted us to be from the first moment, not that somebody like somebody who defends the result but goes for the 3 points or for the win. Couldn't see that, but the second half was like this, and I'm not 100% sure, but I asked what is in Spanish, and I think it's mentalitare monstruosos, something like that. But maybe somebody can figure it out. So for me, it was like this because it was, you could see how impressed we were in the first half, and then coming back like we came back in the second half is really special. With 500 games, like it feels with the boys played, it's completely normal that a thing like in the first half can happen. But reacting like we reacted made it really special again, and that's I'm really happy about that.
We keep talking about the impact that Luis Diaz since he came,
yeah, the massive impact. But what I don't like about this, because the next story is around that Diogo Jota was our problem. He was not at all our problem in the first half, not a little bit. But we had 11 problems, if you want, in the first half, and we just had to mix it up, and he can do that with explaining what I did, obviously. But you need then fresh impulse as well. So Saad all of a sudden was involved in a game that has nothing to do with the position. It must be a misunderstanding. It was for specific situations I wanted Mo and Sadio high and wide, but not in open play situations. So even after working long together, it's just because it means so much. That's how it is, that it means so much. And all of a sudden we were not ourselves, but second half we were ourselves. And that's why we won the game. And yes, of course, Luis, what a goal, what a few more situations. I think the first one, which he wants like kind of takes with a bicycle kick, if he takes that on the chest, he can score there already. So, top performance.
Thank you, Vinny. We'll go to Dave Maddock, and then we'll get a couple more in, but we can't get everybody. But Dave Maddock from the Daily Mirror.
You've actually made history now by being the first team first manager in English football to reach the final of the Champions League, the League Cup and the FA Cup. But I imagine that you've got this one, you have to now go on and make a different kind of history.
Yeah, what can I say now? So there's only one chance to win a final is to qualify for the final. That's what we did so far. We played each game available. We went through all competitions until the last game. So, but three of these competitions are not finished yet. So, I know all the stories around and stuff like this, and supporters from other clubs and these kind of things. First half today, a lot of people might have been happy that we have got a knock. All these kind of things, but it's really difficult to reach three finals. That's probably the reason why nobody did it so far. But we made that happen. And when the specific finals are show up in our schedule, we will make sure that we are ready for it. But we play incredibly strong teams in these finals. So we will see. We give it a go, definitely. But that it's difficult, I could have told you without knowing that nobody did it so far, because it's really tough.
Okay, we can't take everyone. We are going to go to what looks like Jordi Blanco, I think. I'm sorry, it's quite far away, the screen for ESPN. Then we're going to go to Dom King. Jordi, is that correct?
Buenas noches. Hi. Congratulations. I'd like to know what you said exactly, if you can, to your players at half time when you saw that Villarreal, like you said before, like Robertson said before, they seem to be everywhere in the first half and they kind of surprised us. Did you know that you had the advantage on the second half because of your physical fitness?
I Yes, I know it was tough for Villarreal the first half. They played pretty much very man-orientated, if not man-marking, in a lot of moments. They took all the risk. They couldn't respect it more, what they did. But the physical aspect, at least, we didn't mention in the first half, in the halftime. So, no, I cannot tell you what I said at halftime. First and foremost, I don't know it exactly anymore, but I know what I was talking about playing football and where we have to play and where we have to move and where we have to show up and where we have to be brave and where we have to change the momentum and where we have to go in behind and where we have to go in between. It was a football problem, and we have the understanding football problems you solve with football. If you can get your mind right, because after 3 minutes, our mind was not right anymore. We were in a rush. We felt the pressure, and that doesn't make sense. You have to force your own football through, and in the second half, we did that.
Okay, these are the last two. Javier, who's had his hand up from the beginning, and then we're going to finish with Dom. Javier. Hopefully this works. Thank you, yes. Correct. Javier, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you.
Good, fire away.
Hello.
Could you be a bit more specific? You said that they tried to solve football problems with football solutions. What was the specific mission of Luis Diaz to give to the edge this evening?
No. Yeah, Luis, of course. That's the thing is, it's not that Luis was the solution. The solution was that we move more. So we were really fixed in the front line. We had Sadio right, left, Mo right, Jürgen in the middle, in the center. With a man, if you play against a man-orientated or man-marking system, pretty much, you play in their hands. Because now you give the ball there and they win the challenge. We couldn't keep on ball, I think, in the front line the first half because of the wrong movements. But if you can't only play the balls directly in the front line, so you need the options in midfield as well. So obviously, Thiago got massive pressure when he dropped. Our fullbacks were too, especially Robbo, was too early, too high in moments. Then we had five players in one line and nobody for a decisive pass. So there were so many problems. It's not if I can explain it now, but you saw them as well. And you saw the second half. So but the difference was what I was talking about in halftime. It was pretty much 1-1 what we said in halftime, that we have just to start doing what we wanted to do in the first place and don't play in their cards because they play man-marking and were really on us. And in that moment, you remember the first pass through the half space, Naby Keita could turn, then Sadio, if they passed the ball there, all of a sudden they had the problems we had in the first half. So we turned and were running with four or five players towards their last line. So that were the situations we expected to have already in the first half. It was clear that they go for us, but if you press like them, then you open up other spaces. So it was clear if we win 1-1 situations in that moment, we have an advantage. So that's how it is. But it's more than that you can really get yourself in that mood to do that. Because if the first shot is a goal for yourself, then you all start flying in that moment. If you concede a goal, it's very often exactly the opposite. And that's what happened to us. So we had to force ourselves back in the game. But the boys did that. All good.
Okay, and we're going to go to Dom King. This has to be the last question. By the way, Nat Phillips and Bournemouth were promoted tonight.
Yes.
So you might like to know that. Great. How we got here. Dom, just to finish.
Yeah, come back to past this Liverpool's history and heritage. And you know that better than anyone with Dortmund and Barcelona. Is what you did tonight on a par with Liverpool. So you're away from home and what you were faced with in the second half.
I did not say it.
I think Dom's saying with the big European nights you've had, is this on a par with it because of the circumstances and how you
yeah. So I don't, you know, Dom, you don't, yeah, I don't say. You know, Dom, I don't like to compare, just add on. Yes, it's a massive one, absolutely massive one. Being 2-0 down, the game looked like it looked. The whole world thought, okay, this is rather 3-0 than a 2-1. But we knew that in halftime, so we said that that's a situation. That's what everybody thinks. But we are still here, so we could give it a try, actually. So we just have to make sure that everybody can see that we try, and that's what we did in the second half. Honestly, it was when I saw us first time passing through their line and could turn with the ball, I knew we have a good chance to turn it around. But you still have to score, obviously, because it's not easy. So we have the first goal we scored from Fabinho was a situation where Fab offers a run in a space where he never was before in the game. So just being really in a half space and offer that running behind, we pass the ball through, and then obviously a bit lucky with the finish. But we had to break their lines, and that's what we did in the second half, and that's made it really, really special. From where we are coming from, after 2 minutes, 1-0 down, with all the games the boys played, yeah, very special, and is for me together with these other big European nights.
Fantastic. Thanks, everyone, and thanks to Villarreal for this setup.
Great. Congratulations to Ned Phillips, by the way.
Hey, I am so sorry to interrupt you. I'm really not, though, but I have a public service announcement, and it's so incredible. I just had to stand here and talk to you and tell you all about it, because you like Red Men TV. You love Liverpool Football Club. We've got a streaming service called Red Men Plus, where we put loads of all of the best content on. Yes, get over to theredmentv.com. Get yourself signed up for Red Men Plus. We've got incredible documentaries and audio features over there, and everything is available. There's a podcast in your ears. Get over there and do it now. Carry on, enjoy the show, yeah?
Yeah, unbelievable. Incredibly tough tie. Never easy. But... you know, to be in a final is never, ever easy in whatever competition you're in. And to make this, you know, the third in a space of 5 years is incredible from this group of boys. And, you know, as players and fans and everyone alike should, you know, never, ever take this for granted. To be fair, it was calm. We had to be calm because, to be honest, I think they put everything into that first half. I thought they played really well. Obviously, their crowd are up. You know, we talk about Anfield and making a difference and everything. I think their fans made a huge difference for them in the first half. But it was about reminding ourselves at half time that it was 2-2. It was still level. The next goal was going to be crucial. Obviously, we brought on Luiz and made a bit of a difference and, you know, changed it a wee bit. And, you know, second half, I thought was a really good performance from us. Yeah, look, like I said, you know, I think they put everything into the first half. You know, they were everywhere. And, you know, sometimes, look, we could have done a lot better and everything, but, you know, you have to hold your hands up and say they played really well for, you know, especially 35, 40 minutes. I thought we got grips of the game the last 5 minutes, started kind of winning a couple of second balls and things like that. But, you know, they were really good. But then, we would have been surprised if they managed to sustain it, you know, and we knew we could play a lot better. And then we started being composed on the ball in the second half. And, you know, you've seen that when we started to pick them off. we just enjoy getting to this final. You know, it's so hard to get to Champions League finals, especially the amount of good teams that are in this competition, and it's, you know, to get to the finals is an incredible feeling. It's going to be a special occasion. We're looking forward to it. We've got a lot of games from now to then, but our season's been extended, but for the right reasons, and we're so happy about it. And, you know, we can't wait to try and go and compete and, you know, try and make it number seven. Look, time will tell. You know, time will tell. We won it in an all-English final. I think, you know, the English finals are always tough. You play them enough in a season, but Man City are an incredible team. They're obviously in kind of pole position for tomorrow, and we'll watch, and, you know, obviously Real Madrid will try and have a say in it. So we can watch that game knowing that we've done our job, knowing that we are through. We can look forward to the final, whoever we play, and, you know, both of them will obviously fight it out tomorrow night. He's been special. You know, we've tried to help him as much as we can, all the players. We know how difficult it is coming in January, and, you know, we've tried to, you know, and the coaches and everyone else has got him up to speed and things like that. But, you know, he's a special, special player, and the talent he has, and, you know, the will to win and everything, he just fits us perfectly. And, you know, it was tough to take Jots off. I think he's been excellent this season, but, you know, Luiz came on and he made a big difference. He did. He played on the left. They started pushing him back, started, you know, taking the ball, dribbling and everything. So it was a really good half from him. But he's been, you know, he's been special since the day he came in, and it's a pleasure to play with him. And hopefully he'll only get better as well, you know, with a full pre-season and things like that under his belt. Then I believe he'll get better, which is scary. But, you know, what he's producing the here and now is pretty special as well.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.